Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. It makes my day to be able to say, what can we do to help these young folk now? And let them know that there's a leak in this old building. Because, brother, it's leaking. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. What we got to do is try to get rid of the leak. Or, you know, just like in tents and everything else, it's just not justifiable to leave it there. We didn't left it there for so long. One problem we have, y'all, and that's people in general, we become complacent, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But complacency, there's no room for it because it stunts your growth. It's in the place of so many different other things that you can do. It ain't time for that. Not time for that, Dottie. Because what we're trying to do now is come up with a reason for doing stuff over and over again when we know how wrong it is. And one point to prove is we keep electing officials that's not doing what they said they was going to do when we first voted them in. But we go right back in and vote in the same exact folk. Is it stupidity or just downright craziness? Or is it becoming complacent? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't seem to realize that am I hooked up? I got my timers on and everything, but something I'm not understanding right now, but I don't know. Okay, let me try that. Let me try that. Lord have mercy. Let me give y'all another song while I go through this.
Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Start your show now. Press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. Speak to customer service, press 3.
All agents are assisting other hosts. For the fastest available service, please email support@blogtalkradio.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, see, that's better. That's a lot better. I don't know what the problem was, but we can't have that. Now, back to what I was saying. The Ask Uncle Billy show tonight, and I done missed almost 20 minutes. If not now, when? If not here, where? And if not me, who? I ask these questions because the battlegrounds are upon us. Lord, we got bad health habits. We got unacceptable pay rates and a deplorable educational system. Then there's the major problem of our acceptance of all of this crap, and we still go back to the polls and elect the very same people that has not changed a thing. The Ask Uncle Billy show begins at 7 o'clock p.m., so call in to 323-870-3963 to continue this topic with your own thoughts and opinions. Win these battles and you win the war. Holla. Well, see, the thing being, every time we get close to tipping the iceberg into our favor, so when the crash starts, we let it melt. We let it melt. Sit our ass back. Lord, I'm sit back for and complacent as ever, not doing nothing that we need to be doing at the time when it's right. And we still want to grab them 4 ounces and sit in front of the TV and ask, what are we going to do next? You don't know what you need? You don't know what you want? Then start trying to teach yourself something new. Cause it's out there. Change is coming, and if you're going to be on any kind of part of the change, you got to be prepared when it hits. But no, you really got to know we go out and party. This is not time to party. This is time to make enough money to take care of you and your family, because the storm is here. The storm is here. Like I said, bad health care, bad decisions on what we're going to do about our health and stuff. When doctors is constantly telling you cigarettes is bad for you, alcohol is bad for you. If you're going to drink, drink very little and drink, you know, real quick. And don't do it all day long. You know, stuff like that. But no, we want to God dog me keep the party going. I understand it, man. You know, I've been there. I've done that. Yeah, I'm way up there in age, and just because I done it don't mean it was right. It was wrong as hell. I wouldn't be in the shape I'm in now if I had listened to somebody a little wiser than myself. But, you know, like I keep saying, I thought I knew everything. But, again, that's not no excuse, because ignorance ain't never no good excuse. I do admit, however, to being a hell of an ignorant person, because I wouldn't listen. And when people was trying to tell me something, I'd just tell them, you know, like my mama used to say, pray for me, you know. Just, you know, look out for me and, you know, do something for me. But guess what? That wasn't no excuse. So I'm asking y'all, right now, pray for me, because I want to be here when the storm breaks.
It's prayer time.
I want to see what y'all going to do.
And we want you to know it's prayer time. Here, so many trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me. Say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress, and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget.
Bless us.
Now, I'm not just talking about pray for me, pray for yourself, and pray for everybody else, you know. Because people, if you don't understand by now, it's a lot of people don't care about you. You got to care about yourself. You got to... You got to understand that the Lord done gave you all of this knowledge and these knowledgeable things to do, and all you want to do is sit back. And if ain't nothing but the facts showing you that playtime is over, it's time to get serious. And, you know, it's pitiful, but without a lot of people getting some of the things that they want, they are beginning to do collateral damage. They don't mind who they get, who they hit, who they quit, or nothing else, you know, because ain't nothing good come from this next election. And if we get our kids in some schools, it's going to train them to do some of the things they need to do. And some of these people come up and start doing some of the things that they should do and should have done a long time ago, then the world is going to be a better place for that. But only you can make it better for you, because you know what you want more than anything. Now, if you one of those people that don't mind dying, don't want to leave the kids nothing, don't want to leave the family nothing, or something like that, that's okay. You can go walk yourself in the Blue Lake right now. If you close to it, the ocean. And just keep walking till you get down under about 9 million feet. And stay there, you know. You ain't got to come up and bother nobody trying to bury you or nothing. Because this is real. No matter how you look at it, if you don't start making some moves now, you're making one of the biggest mistakes of your life. Because the time is now to carve out your own future and your own present. You know, you can begin to change right now. You don't have to wait. But all I'm saying is, you got to get up. You got to move around. You got to move about. And you got to have faith. Man, you know, it's millions of people out there that don't know what to do. But also by that, they really not looking. They really not caring. Because they don't have faith. But you just want to emulate them when there's all other kind of folk in front of you that's done something. Look at all the black men that we have here. Look around the corner. I remember when I was young, man, we had guys fixing cars in the yard, in the projects, y'all. And, you know, yeah, they got out the projects because his reputation got great. Boy, it moved him. Well, he had moved him from the country. And the only thing he could do outside of the job he had in order to move him was do what he did, which was work on cars. So he'd tell you, pull that cup right to my front door. Well, okay, I see it. Put it on the side right there. Man, you know, that car running and doing good. Man got his money, and sooner or later, he opened up his shop. His son, say, man, and that's what I'm talking about. These folks now, I didn't get no education. And I dropped out of school in the eighth grade, so that ain't no excuse. And I'd had some of the best job offers in the world. I'd worked didn't work that much, but you know, I had access to jobs that you know, people would have paid great schooling to get. And you know, and no, I don't call it luck, or I was prepared, like my dad had told me. When you get prepared to do something, be able to do something. And when you start a job or when you start something, try to finish it. Yeah, you know, a lot of times when I couldn't finish, especially scrubbing the big old pot. But I tried. That was one of the best jobs I had and didn't know it. You know, because I didn't know nothing about jobs. I didn't know nothing about work and stuff like that. So, you know, I was still young. That's when I did most of my work, because after I, you know, after I got the little taste of money that I needed to get back on the pool table, I wasn't long for no job, no how. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, if you saw me, that was me. I loved to shoot it. Loved to shoot that pool, y'all. Folks would call it all kinds of names so they wouldn't get their family a bad name because they loved it too. But they called it billiards and billiard parlors. It was the same thing. Pool hall. And you'd meet all kinds of wonderful people in there. Yeah, you met snakes. Some of them was even, they even nicknamed snake. So you knew right off the top they was a snake. But, you know, it was a life of education and learning. But, you know, I had to, some of the things that I encountered, Daddy had already told me that I was. Boy, because you're going to end up having to work hard, hard, hard when you get old. And sure enough, I've been working real, real hard. But I'm going to let y'all listen to this.
Sunrises. Faraway stars.
Y'all know who it is. Y'all know who it is.
With you tonight. This is what they were saying. You say you
you been sick? There's two folk having a conversation. The Christian says, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Get out, get away.
how to work. Tell me about it.
Talking about all the time. I talk about the same stuff over and over again because it's nothing but trying to stay in good health. Trying to get, you don't need all the money. And if you think you do, you're listening at the wrong show. So let me just tell you, there's some things you can do that will, you know, keep you in financial safety and order without trying to make yourself rich, because there's a lot of things that you could be doing for your friends that, that's all it is. It's called networking. It's called being there when you need it. Getting paid for what you know and not having to charge an arm and a leg because you don't have a large overhead. It's all of that in a bag of tricks, you know. And you would only make that person that you're helping better and influence them to doing better and helping somebody else better. That's all it is. And that's what grows a neighborhood. That's what grows a community. That's what grows the world. But no, we get where we don't know our neighbors. We don't even know our friends. We don't even know our enemies. And we partying with them every day, using their products and stuff and whatever. Anytime you pick up a cigarette, anytime you pick up a bottle of liquor, you partying them with your enemies because they're giving you stuff that'll hurt you. Anybody giving you something that'll hurt you ain't your friend. But, you know, that's the way they make their living. That's the way it's been done all over the world. That's the reason when it was homemade and stuff, you know, they didn't have all the problems they have now because you bought it when you wanted it. You didn't buy it because of the holidays and whatever else to give you more reason to party and all of that there. Shit. They make sure they give you enough time for days off and stuff. So they can keep you out of the food. So, just keeping it real, y'all. Just keeping it real, because it's about time somebody tried to say something. But we all know that the reality of our problems is us. We are not doing what we need to do to get out of this mess. And we in a mess. Like I said, if we can get our children educated and everything, there's a lot that we could try to do. But no, we still, we would rather party than do what we need to be doing, which is work on getting out of it. That's all I'm saying, y'all. You know, I'm just trying to keep it real. But when I rose this morning, my first mind was, as usual, what can I do to help us get out this mess? And all I could think about then was doing a show that I could deliberately say what I said without hurting somebody's feelings. So listen to this, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, y'all, what I did was I let the music make my evening because so many different reasons. But I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope you had a great evening of listening, and I hope some of my points got across. Like, we can't keep going and voting for the same people over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. If you expect something different from the folks you keep voting for, that's insanity, because you done voted for them too long and ain't nothing happened. So let's pick up the paces, y'all. Get somebody in there to hold up some of them dumb moves and make some moves that until, you know, we can get up and get a hold on and do something better. Because other than that, we defeating the purpose. And I know y'all understand what I'm saying. So with that being said, whoop the queen for that 15, because I'm finna get out of here. You know, the night was domino playing night. I ain't dominoes in so long, I don't know what a domino board look like. But guess what? I'm coming. And y'all just be cool. Do what you do, because when I get there, it's going to be my world. Welcome to UncleBilliesWorld.com, UncleBilliesNewRenaissance.com. You're going to see my name plastered everywhere, because I'm going to be answering questions. I'm going to be talking my smack, and we're going to be holding it back, because God dog me, people are going to be wanting to jump up and move, because Uncle Billy is back in town. So y'all have a great evening. Thank you for listening. And even though you didn't call in tonight, I'm pretty sure you'd be calling in soon, because here I come. I'll holler. Y'all have a great one. And again, with the queen for that 15, because I'm coming. Good night.